we're now on the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah records a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. And this is the sugya called Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedusha. So what we have is Yontif falls either on a Friday or on a Sunday. And he wants to set up an Eruv for both Yontif and for Shabbos. And he may want to go on Yontif in one direction and on Shabbos in a different direction. So the question is, can he operate with one Eruv, one physical Eruv, and it could operate and function for 2 days? Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yontif HaSamach LeShabbos, Bein Milafaneh, Bein LeAchreh. So Yontif was either on a Friday, that's called Lefaneh, or it was on a Sunday, that's called LeAchreh. Mi'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin. He can set up two Eruvin that will be effective respectively for 2 different days, for 1 day of Shabbos, 1 day of Yontif. And he will put down, let's call it a pass, before Bein HaShmashos of the first of these 2 days, whether it be on Thursday afternoon, or whether it be on Friday afternoon for Shabbos and Sunday, the Omer. And he makes the following declaration. Eruvai, the Eruv that I am setting up, let's say on the eastern side, is Barishon LeMizrach, will be Kone Shvisa on my behalf on the first of these 2 days in the Mizrach, Ubisheni, and with the second Eruv that I'm placing in this same location, I'll be Kone Shvisa, not today, but Bein HaShmashos tomorrow, LeMayrav, in another direction. So he's mamish got 2 separate Eruvin for 2 separate days, and he doesn't have to, you know, he doesn't have to tamper with them, so to speak, meaning he doesn't have to bring back one Eruv and then go back out there and bring another Eruv, which he wouldn't be able to do in the case where, let's say, for example, Yontif was on a Sunday, right? So if on Erev Shabbos he sets up his Erev LeMizrach, and now what happens? He wants to, on Sunday, which is Yontif, he wants an Erev of B'mayrov. So what's he going to do? Yeah, he can't carry out his Erev on Shabbos. So what Rabbi Lezer is trying to say is that he doesn't have to worry about that. He could set up both his Erevin at the same Bein HaShmashos, you know, right before the same Bein HaShmashos, 2 Erevin, one of which will be effective for the first day and the other will be effective for the second day. One will be effective towards the Mizrach and one for the Mayrav. Now, is Rabbi Eliezer telling me a Chiddush that even if they're going in 2 different directions and they're 2 separate Erevin, even so he's allowed to do this? Or is he saying Bedafka, he's allowed to do this because he's setting up 2 Erevin? But in any event, the main point that we want to get to before we get into all the nitty-gritty details is that these 2 Erevin will be effective Bozech Arzeh, in a sequence in which there's a 24-hour period that separates the efficacy of 1 Eruv from that of the 2nd Eruv. So that, again, let's take the case where Yontif is on a Friday. So on Thursday afternoon, his 1st Eruv is effective, and that will allow him, Lamazogin, to go to the Mizrach. on Yontif. He's going to go 2,000 amah beyond the Eruv towards the east. But at the same Erev Yontif, he sets up another Eruv, and that Eruv will be suspended in midair for a full 24 hours until Erev Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, that Eruv becomes a Shvisa, and he makes a declaration that the Eruv that he is now setting up on Erev Yontif should be effective tomorrow on Erev Shabbos for the Meirav, in order to allow him on Shabbos to walk 2,000 Amma in the westerly direction. And it would seem from Rabbi Eliezer that Shabbos and Yontif are what we call shteik dushos, they're two separate days as far as sanctity is concerned. And therefore, each Eruv is independent of the second Eruv. And the Chachamim disagree. But before we get to the Chachamim, let's just finish up with Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says, "Ubisheni lamar." Now he could do it the exact opposite. Berishon lemarav ubesheni lemizrach. Or he could decide that on the first of these 2 days, again, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif, it's irrelevant, but on the first 2 days, the Erev should be Kona Shvisa towards the west, and on the second of these 2 days, towards the east. So we have two independent Erevin that were set up simultaneously on the same day, but each one will be effective on a different day. And not only that, each Erev is inherently or essentially different than the other Erev in terms of where it's being Kona Shvisa. Now, Rabbi Eliezer continues, and he says the following. Now, the introduction to the Sefer of Rabbi Eliezer is Rato Lotzeis Velikno Shvisa Michutz Liro Biyom Rishon Biyom Hasheni Likno Shvisa Biiro. Here's a case where he wants to organize these 2 days, right? These 2 days that flow one into the other in a way that, let's say, on the first of these 2 days, he'll be Kona Shvisa outside the city. On the second day, he wants to be Kona Shvisa inside the city. Now, what that means is that on the second day, he'll get a full Alpayim Amma outside of the city limits in every single direction, right? It's like a circle. Anywhere out, let's say you had a circular city, right? So we'll add 2,000 Amma to the end of the city, the boundaries of the city. And now he wants to set up an Eruv that'll give him a Shvisa in the city. Now, on the first day, he wants to be Kona Shvisa Chutz Le'iro. Chutz Le'iro means outside the city. So if it's outside the city, then he will be able to move 2,000 Amma, but he won't get 2,000 Amma in each direction as if he was Kona Shvisa in the city. But he wants on the second day that his second Eruv, it should be Kona Shvisa in the city itself, giving him an Alpayim Amma in each direction around the city. So he makes the following declaration. Eruve Barishon Ubesheni kibnei iri, meaning my Eruv on the first day should be effective. So I'm Kona Shvisa exactly where I put the Eruv, which is 2,000 Amma outside the city. So that's going to allow me, let's say I want to walk in the direction of the city, I'll just be able to walk up to the city limits, enter into the boundary of the city, or stop at the boundary of the city, and that's all. But on the Sheni, I want to be able to go 2,000 Amma in the other direction of the city limits. That's called Eya Kibnei Iri, which will allow him to have 2,000 Amma in all directions. and a Ruve Bisheni Uberishon Kibnei Iri. So he wants, alternatively, that his Eruv on the second day should be Kone that Shvisa on the second day, and on the Rishon he wants to be part of the Bnei Iri. And Rabbi Eliezer validates both possibilities. He could either say, Barishon, I want this Erev to be Kone Shvisa here, and Bisheni, I want to go back to be like Bnei Iri. Or he could say it in the reverse. On the first day, I want to be like Bnei Iri, and this Eruv that I'm placing now should only be Kone Shvisa for the second day. And Rabbi Eliezer validates this procedure, these Erevin. The Yachol Likvash Visaso Biyom Rishon Kan Biyom Sheni Sham. And Biyom Echad, he can have a Kinyan Shvisa of one nature and on Yom Sheni on another nature. Again, it's very important that we understand that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he cannot split a day into half. He can't say that the Eruv should be Kone Shvisa in this dimension or in this direction for half the day, and then for the other half of the day, the balance of the day, he wants it to be Kone Shvisa in a different direction. Because that's called Kedusha Achas, because then Shabbos is one entity. But if you have a day of Yontif and a day of Shabbos, you know, it's like Shabbos cloning itself, so then even though they're contiguous days, nevertheless, there's two separate Kedushas. So if Shabbos would clone itself, it would be one long Kedusha of 48 hours, and there's no way that you could set up two Erev in one for each 24 hours. That would be like setting up an Erev in one direction for half the Shabbos and in another direction for the other half of Shabbos. I can't split the Kedusha itself into two. But if on the other hand I have two full days and I want the Erev to be Kone Shvisa in this direction for one day and another Erev for another day, that's perfectly valid, because the first Erev has no ability to be Kone Shvisa for the second day, or vice versa, if you will, because each day has its own Kedusha Sayon. V'chachamim omrim, no. Oma arev l'ruach achas, so einam arev kol ikar. In other words, he can set up an Erev for 2 days, but that Erev could be effective for 2 days, but only towards one direction. He's Kone Shvisa for 2 days. Notice the Chachamim see the 48-hour period of Yontif and Shabbos as one entity. It's one flow, one continuous Kedusha. And if he wants the Erev to be Chal only for one of the 2 days, that's called Eino Ma'arev Kol Ikar. That's not an Erev at all, because then he's splitting up a day. It's like taking one day and saying, I want the Erev to be Chal only for half the day. We cannot split a day because it's all one continuous Kedusha. O Ma'arev L'Shnei Yomim, O Eino Ma'arev Kol Ikar. So he has only two choices. He could either set up an Erev that would be valid for 2 days, because we view them as Kedusha Achas, or he cannot be Ma'arev at all, because once he splits up the 2 days, he's basically splitting up one Kedusha. Kesad Yasa. So now the Chachamim flesh out exactly how he could be Meniach Erev on Yontif, if Yontif, let's say, is on Erev Shabbos, is Molicho Barishon Umachshich Olov. So now, what is he going to do? He is going to send his Erev out. Molicho, I think, means that he sends it with a Shliach. Okay, he sends it with a Shliach on Erev Yom Rishon, which again is Thursday afternoon. It's Erev Yontif, in a case where Yontif falls before Shabbos. And he sends the Eruv out to some place, and the Meshaleach wants to be Kone Shvisa for the first day on that day. But what's he going to do now? He needs a second Eruv for Shabbos, according to the Chachamim, and the reason for that is because Kedusha Achas, which means that he cannot split the Eruv and have it effective, right? Let me say it a little differently. According to the Chachamim, if he wants to change the rules of the game and set up a different Eruv for the second day, he needs an Erev for the second day. Now, that's going to be feasible in a case where Yontif is on a Friday. Why? Because Machshich Olav, it means the Shliach waits until it gets dark. And once it gets dark, that Erev is Kona Shvisa for Yontif. And then Vinotlo. Then he has to take the Eruv, which again, he can only do this on Yontif. And he now has the Eruv in his hands. He'll bring it back to his Mishaleach. That's called Bolo. And he brings it back to the house. Ubisheni, now on Erev Shabbos, which is the day after Yontif, right? He now can bring back his Eruv, and it could be Konish Visa, Bein HaShmoshos of Shabbos. But again, he has to make sure, according to Chachamim, that Eruv is Chal. So he's putting it down on Erev Shabbos Bein HaShmoshos. Therefore, he has to wait until it gets dark. That's called B'sheni Machshich Olav. And now he's Konish Visa. But the Eruv cannot be brought back into the city because today is Shabbos. So what does he do in that case? V'ochlo, he gains an extra meal here. He eats it right there after Bein HaShmoshos. Ubalo, now he comes back to the Mishaleach. Now, since he took the Eruv back after nightfall on the first day of Yontif, that already, so to speak, terminates that Eruv, or shall we say the Chalos Eruv as far as that pass is concerned. So that becomes history, and now he can take that same pass and he can bring it back on Erev Shabbos to be Konish Visa with the same exact pass, because since that pass was in existence after Bein HaShmoshos Misha Tetzach, it was automatically Konish Visa for the entire Shabbos. I'm sorry, for the entire Yontif, I meant to say. Nimso Mistaker Balichoso. He gains in that he was Kona Erev with a Shvisa, and the same pass will now serve to be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. And now on Shabbos, let's say he wants to go in 2,000 Amo in any direction outside the city limits, north, south, east, or west. He's allowed to do that because the Eruv was set up on Bein HaShmoshos going into Shabbos, the second day of these 2 days. It wasn't lost. And Mistaka Beiruvo, now he's going to eat the Eruv after it gets dark. And that guarantees that it's not lost. You see, in the first case of Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, in the first case of Yontif, once he waits until Chashecha, he doesn't have to eat the Eruv because at that moment he was Kona Shvisa. But in the case of Shabbos, he wants to go back into his city. And how can he know whether the Eruv is going to be there for the entire Bein HaShmoshos? He's got to get back to home during Bein HaShmoshos. So what's he going to do? So the answer is that he eats the Eruv. And if he eats the Eruv, he's not going to be carrying the Eruv. And the Eruv was Kona Shvisa. Now the Chachamim had another din. Nechal Barishon. What happens if on the first of these 2 days the Eruv was eaten after Chashecha, is a Ruvo L'Rishon. That Eruv can serve for the first day because it carried him over into past Bein HaShmoshos into the first Kedusha. And when Kiddush Olav Hayom, on the first of these 2 days, the Eruv was Chai V'Kayim in its Makom Shvisa, now he ate it. But ain't Eruv L'Sheni. Now he can't use that same Eruv which was already consumed for the second day, because the moment that the second day enters, you know, with the onset of the second day, there's no Eruv. Amar lehem Rabbi Eliezer, modim atem li shein shtei kedushos. Don't you agree that there are two kedushos? Meaning, you're telling me that if the Eruv was eaten on the first of these 2 days, then that Eruv was not chal for the second day. But according to your logic, in other words, your sheet is predicated on the premise that the two Kiddushos are one long day of 48 hours, then who cares if it was eaten after nightfall on the first of these two nights? That Eru is already Kona Shvisa for its entire Kiddusha, which means for the entire 48 hours. So from the very fact that you say that if the Erev was eaten after the nightfall of the first day, you need another Erev to replace it for the second day, you are Moda, you're therefore conceding to my position that the 2 days are two Kiddushas. If it was one Kiddusha, as we said before, it would be Chal immediately after Bein HaShemashos for the entire 2 day period. No, you admit that if it was eaten, you need another Erev for the second day. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, you're not being consistent. Why do you disagree with me? And you hold that you cannot set up the Erev for the second day for a different tzad. Right? If you wanted to go to Mizrach on the first day and Lamayrav on the second day, you're not able to do that because you insist that it's one long Kedusha and you can't split the Erev in one day. But you yourself admit that if the Erev is eaten going into the first day of these 2 days, then you need an Erev for the second day. What happened to your sheet of Kedusha Achas? You must be holding Shtei Kedushos. So basically, Rabbi Eliezer is pointing out that the Chachamim are not being consistent in their sheet of Kedusha Achas. Now, this sugya in the Gemara begins with an analysis of the language of the Mishnah. So let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that, just 1 second, Chachomim Omrim Oma Arev L'Ruach Achas. So the Gemara says L'Ruach Achas Mayniu. What do the Rabbanim mean when they say L'Ruach Achas for one direction? I mean, every Eruv has to be in a particular direction. So what does it mean, L'Ruach Achas? L'Shnei Yomim. In other words, for the period of 2 days, you have to set up an Eruv that's consistent for both days, and it's going L'Ruach Achas in one direction. Now, the next part of the Mishnah, it says, O Eino Ma'arev Kol Ikar, O Ma'arev L'Shnei Yomim. So what's Omar of L'Shnei Yomim? I mean, you just finished telling me that it's L'Ruach Achas, that for both days you have to set up an Eruv for one direction. So it's an identical Eruv that covers both days. So what are you adding here when you say L'Ruach Achas L'Shnei Yomim? Right? Well, L'Shnei Yomim. What did you add with the words L'Shnei Yomim? I knew. L'ruach achas l'shnei yomim, hainu kamaisa. That's what you just finished telling me when you said l'ruach achas. So if l'ruach achas means l'shnei yomim, then what's l'shnei yomim? It's also ruach achas l'shnei yomim. So the Mishnah seems redundant. So more answers, hachi kamar le rabbanu l'rabbi Eliezer. In between the lines here, the Mishnah, there's a whole debate here in which the Chachamim put forward their argument against Rabbi Eliezer. And they say the following. This is their taina against Rabbi Eliezer. Iyata moda she'ein ma'arvim liyom echad. Meaning, when they say now l'shnei yomim, what they're implying is that, let's say, you have a Shabbos and a Yontif that are not contiguous one to the other. You have a Shabbos, or you have a Yontif. Right? Shabbos is on Shabbos, the Yontif is on a Monday, whatever it is. So that's called Yom Echad. So don't you agree the Ein Ma'arv L'Yom Echad Chetzi L'Tzof V'Chetzi L'Dorot? Don't you agree with me that you can't split up a day and have the Erev be Konish Visa for half the day L'Dorom and half the day L'Mizrach, or whatever direction it is, L'Mayro. And therefore, the Chachamim are now saying that it's always got to be l'ruach achas. So when they repeat and say l'shnei yamim, what they're really saying is, again, that you can talk about two different erevin l'shnei yamim, but within each one of those 2 days, you cannot split the day into half. Omalehem, so Rabbi Eliezer responds, he says, Avol, which means emes. I can see that everything you say is right. I can't split up one day into two and have the Erev Bichal towards the east half of the day and towards the west the other half of the day. Kishem Shem Varvin Liom Echad Chetzel Dorm Chetzel Tzofon is the Chachoma saying, well, be consistent. If you're saying you can't split up a day, Kachem Avar Lishne Yomim, if the 2 days of Yom Tov and Shabbos are contiguous, how could you set up Yom Echel and Mizrach, Yom Echel and Meir, if you're really splitting one day into two? Because the Chacham hold that the 2 days have Kiddush Achas. They're considered like one day. So when the Chachamim say, Oma Arev L'Ruach Achas, what they really mean by Ruach Achas is Yom Echad. As if to say that just like in Yom Echad, you can't be Ma'arev half the day l'ruach achas and the other half the day l'ruach acheres, so too in Shnei Yomim, going from, you know, Erev Shabbos into Shabbos, for example, and you want to be Ma'arev on Erev Shabbos in one direction, with Erev Shabbos meaning Yontu, and on Shabbos in a different direction, then that's not a valid Erev. You've split up the Erev by splitting the day itself. And that's called Kedusha Achas. Now, Rabotzai, one of the things that we want to study, Hashem, I don't know if we'll get to it today, is the implications of Kiddush Achas outside the realm of Erevin. So, for example, we have a sugya at the end of Beitzah with regard to what's called Nolda Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, or Nolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, and that depends on Kiddush Achas or Shtei Kiddushos. So you had an egg that was laid on one day, and let's say Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, you want to be matir that egg and say, well, it's not nolad because today mimonoshach, either today is chol, right, that's the sfeik of the yom, we don't know if today is chol, if it's today of chol, there's no Easter nolad on chol, and even afil tim tzolom, today is kodesh, so yesterday was chol, and therefore yesterday was hachana for today. So the Gemara says that only applies if you hold shtei kedusha, saying. But if you hold Kiddusha Achas, then Nolda Bezeh Asura Bezeh. And the Gemara goes on into a whole analysis about Rosh Hashanah, whether Rosh Hashanah is considered one continuous Kiddusha for 48 hours, or each day of Rosh Hashanah has its own independent Kiddusha of 24 hours. And then Afkami is going to be Nolda Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Meaning in the case of Rosh Hashanah, we view the 48 hours as continuous yontif. It's one continuous yontif, as if there were one day of Rosh Hashanah, but it splits into 48 hours. It extends into 48 hours. So in any way, I'm just pointing out that the issue of Kiddush Achas or Shtei Kiddushos will have repercussions way beyond the confines of Erevin. Now we're analyzing Kiddush Achas and Shtei Kiddushos from the perspective of Erevin. The Rabbanan are holding Kiddusha Achas, not in the case of 2 days of Yontif, but in the case of Shabbos and Yontif. And that, I would say, is not intuitively apparent that Yontif and Shabbos now merge into one continuous 48 hours of Kiddusha Achas. But nevertheless, that's the Shita of the Chachamim. So that if you want an Erev to be Chal on Mizrach for one day, and Mimayrev on the other day, you're basically splitting up a day into two. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer, the next line in the Gemara, Hasam, in the case where you split up a day into two Kedusha Achas, there's one continuous, indivisible Kedusha that begins the day and ends the day for 24 hours. But Hacha, in the case of Shabbos and Yontif, which are contiguous, Shtei Kedusha say it. There's one Kedusha, Kedusha Shabbos, another Kedusha is Kedusha Yontif. And he has to have, and if he wants to have an Eruv on one of these 2 days, L'Mizrach, and on another day, L'Marov, I don't have any problem with that, says Rabbi Eliezer. And that's called Shtei Kedushos. Amar Lahem Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer now, at this point, Again, this is a braisa here in Erevin, in the fourth parak of Erevin. And the braisa records Rabbi Eliezer's proof to the Chachamim that 2 days, Shabbos and Yontif, are two kiddushos. Iatem modim shim erev baraglov biyom rishon, ma'arev baraglov biyom sheni. Let's say he wants to put down two different erevin. That's called baraglov, right? Now, I'm not sure if we discussed this, but if we didn't, then this will be the first time around. There are two ways of setting up an Eruv. One is to send a pas with a shliach, and the shliach will go out 2,000 amma and set up the Eruv. And the other is baraglov, that he himself, the Bala Eruv, goes out there, and he declares, I'm being Kona Shvisa. In such a case, he doesn't need a pas. That's called Holech Baraglov. Baraglov means he stomps with his feet, so to speak. I don't mean that literally. But he says, this is where I want to be Kona Shvisa. And that's enough to remove the Easter of Chutz L'Tchu, because he's Kona Shvisa Baraglov. Yeah, there's a whole question in the Gemara whether that applies only to an Ani who doesn't have the wherewithal to buy a pass. But whatever it is, in a case where it is a valid option to be Ma'arev Baraglov, so Rabbi Eliezer says, can't he go B'yom HaRishon? If he doesn't have a pass, he walks out 2,000 Amma, and that's where he's Kovea Mokom Shvisa. And that will give him a Mokom Shvisa for 24 hours. Now we get to the next day, whether it's Shabbos or Yontif, is Ma'ari Baragla B'yom Sheni. He could go out now and do the same thing that he did on the first day and set up an Eruv for the second day. In other words, what Rabbi Eliezer is arguing against the Chachamim is that the halacha allows you, it recognizes the possibility of setting up 2 days of Erevin in the case of Holech Baraglov. So what are you going to tell me? Well, in the case of Pas, it all depends upon whether the Pas was eaten or not. In the case of Holech Baraglov, you don't even need to wait till the Pas is eaten because there is no Pas. He's only being Kona Shvisa Baraglov. But in any event, Rabbi Eliezer is pointing out to the Chachamim that you yourselves agree to Shtei Kedushos. You must embrace the Shtei Kedushos Shita. First of all, in the case where he was Ma'ari Baraglov, and secondly, in the case where he was Ma'ari Bapas, V'nechol Eruvo B'yom Rishon. You're going to have to admit to me that if the Eruv was eaten up on the first day, then Eino Yotze Ola B'yom Sheni. There's no heter of going outside the Tchum of Shabbos on the second day if the Eruv was eaten on the first day. In other words, the Chachamim are indicating that the only situation in which they will apply the principle of Kiddusha Achas is when there's one Eruv that's going to last for 48 hours. But if you get rid of the first Eruv, let's say it was a Yontif on a Friday, which means one of two things, either the Eruv was eaten or he was Holech Baraglov, and now he wants to be Holech Baraglov to be Kona Shvisa in a different location, is that's valid. So you see Shtei Kedushos. Amru lo, so Chachamim respond, Avol, yes, everything you said is true. So Rabbi Eliezer says, wait a minute, if everything I said is true, then Holoi. Loi means vada. In other words, you definitely have to concede that he should be able to set up an Eruv, and the Eruv should operate in one direction for the first day and another for the other. Shtei Kedushos say. If you're not going to accept Shtei Kedushos, that's Rabbi Eliezer's argument against the Chachamim, then the first Erev should be Kona Shvisa for 2 days. Why does he go out there and set up Licha for a second Eruv, which might even go in a different direction? Or, for example, if the Eruv was eaten after Ben Hashmosh is on the first day, why is there any need for another Eruv for the second day? You're telling me it's Kedusha Achas, and one Eruv should be Chal for the entire 48 hours. So now the Gemara makes a breakthrough, a whole new approach to the Chachamim. Rabbanan, Sfuke, Misafkale, they don't know what the status of 2 yomim is, I guess you'd say, right? What is the status of 2 yomim, of Yontif and Shabbos, that are continuous? Is it Kedusha Achas or Shtei Kedushos? And therefore we have to be machmir in every direction. Hachal Chumra, v'hachal Chumra. We're going to be machmir in the case where the Eruv that he set up for the first of these 2 days is gone, and we're going to have to assume the second day of these 2 days needs its own Eruv. And that's called Shtei Kedushos. On the other hand, we're going to be machmir and require an Eruv for 2 days in the same direction. And if the Eruv is for 1 day in one direction, for the other day in another direction, we consider it as if it were Kedusha Achas. And therefore, he's splitting 1 day into 2 halves. So again, let's just go over this one more time. The halacha is Safek L'chumra in both directions, towards Shtei Kedushos or towards Kedusha Achas. In what context do we apply Shtei Kedushos L'chumra? That's going to be the case where his first Erev for one of these 2 days terminates. And we're not going to say, well, it's one Kedusha, and the Erev with the onset of the first of these 2 days of Kedusha was Chal for 48 hours. We're going to require a separate Erev for each day. And that's in the case where the Erev of the first day was lost, or alternatively, in the case of Halach Baragla. So in that context, we're applying the principle of Shtei Kedushos L'chumra. Now, when are we going to apply the principle of Kedusha Achas L'chumra? So that's going to be the case where he wants to set up his Eruv for 2 days, such that on 1 day it'll be L'mizrach and the other day it'll be L'marav. That's the codified machlokas in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yez L'chachom. The Chachom say he can't do it. O Eruva Miruach Achas, O Ein Eruva Klal, because now you're splitting 1 day. So that's called Kedusha Achas L'chumra. A whole new pshat in the Chachamim. Now, at this juncture, the Rabbanon turned to Rabbi Eliezer to try to prove to him that we have to be Choshesh for Shnei Yomim Lechumra for Kedush Achas, meaning in the case where he wants to go Mizrach and Mairov for respectively for each of the 2 days. Amru lo lechachom say le Rabbi Eliezer, Iyata moda shem arvin bitchila miyantif l'shabbos. So let's take the case where Yontif falls on Erev Shabbos and he did not set up an Erev for Shabbos on Erev Yontif. He only set up his Eruv for Yontif. Can he rely on this Eruv for Shabbos? Obviously not. Because he didn't have an Eruv for Shabbos. He had only an Eruv for Yontif. Just 1 second. You're going to be moda that what? If he made the Eruv for Yontif on Erev Yontif, but he never set up an Erev for Shabbos. Oh. So what does he do now? Can he set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos? And the answer is no. Why not? According to you, it's shtei kedushos. Homolehen avol. You're right. He cannot set up an eruv on yontif for Shabbos. Ha lai kedusha achasi. In that case, for sure, we view it as kiddush achas. In other words, here's where Rabbi Eliezer concedes to the principle of kiddush achas. Oh, so what does kiddush achas mean in this context? Let's say in the middle of Shabbos, a regular Shabbos, you want to set up an eruv, you can't do so. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer's sheet of shtei kiddushos, why can't he set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos? He's not setting up an Erev for half a day. It's two different Kedushas. So what do you mean when you say Vaday Kedusha Achasi? Lai means Vaday. Vaday it's Kedusha Achas. What do you mean Vaday it's Kedusha Achas? Why is it Vaday Kedusha Achas? You hold that it's Shtei Kedushas. So Rabbi Eliezer answers, no. There's a whole nother reason why he can't set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos, and that's called Hasa Mishum Achana, that you're not allowed to prepare on one day for another day, and that applies even to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. So therefore, this has nothing to do with splitting a day into two halves. This is not a real bona fide Kiddusha Achas Halacha. That's the way the Chachamim saw it. The Chachamim saw it that you can't set up the Erev on Erev Shabbos in this case because it's Yontif and it's Kedusha Achas. You know, therefore you're setting up an Erev for half a day. No. Says Rabbi Eliezer, I agree with you la halacha, but for a whole different reason. I agree with you to the fundamental din that you cannot set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos, but not because that's half a day, meaning Kiddusha Achas, but because Vachana, because you're not allowed to prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. And the Gemara later on is going to darshan this from a pasuk that's called Veichinu Es Asher Yaviu, and that means Chol Mechin L'Shabbos, Chol Mechin Yontif. Ein Shabbos mechin liyontiv, ein yontiv mechin l'shabbos, and therefore you cannot set up an eruv on yontiv for Shabbos. Now, it would seem that if the eruv was bepas, then I could understand that on yontiv he's setting up this pas as an eruv for Shabbos. It's almost like, you know, he's cooking on yontiv for Shabbos, which is a problem. But if, let's say, we had another possible method of setting up an Erev, that was Erev Baraglov. So what's so terrible if on Yontif he goes out Chutz L'Tchum and he's Konish Visa Baraglov for Shabbos? Is that also called a Maisa Hachana? So some Rishonim are going to say that this sugi that we're learning here about Achana only applies to Erev Bepas, Avol Be'erev Baraglov Mutar. Other Rishonim say that even Erev Baraglov is called a Maisa Achana, because the only reason he went there is to declare that that's where he wants to be Kona Shvisa on Shabbos. Now, according to the Chachamim, when we say that on Yontif, just one second, maybe we should say this according to Rabbi Eliezer. Let's say on Yontif let's say he did not set up an Erev on Erev Yontif, even for Yontif itself. And now he wants to set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos the next day. So that's also Mishum Achon.
fine. That's clearly what's the case that Rabbi Eliezer is addressing here. Now, let's talk about the following case. He set up an Erev for the first day, which was Yontif, on Erev Yontif. And he had in mind that that Erev would be Chal for Shabbos as well, according to Rabbi Eliezer, correct? He could even set it up that that Erev should be Chal on Yontif for Mizrach and on Shabbos for Meir. In this case, there's no violation of Hachana because he set up the Erev on Erev Yontif. The problem of Hachana is only going to be in a case where he didn't set up an Erev on Erev Yontif for Shabbos. Just one second. Correct. Because on Erev Yontif, there's no Iser Hachana for Shabbos. Right, that's Erev, we'll get to Erev Tavshilin, is also based on that principle. Anyway, so he's allowed to do whatever he has to do on Erev Yontif for the sake of Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says he could set up an Erev for Shabbos on Erev Yontif. So the whole problem of Hachana would be in a case where he did not set up an Erev on Erev, Yontif. Now, there's a discussion here in the Achronim about Hachana for Chachamim. I mean, the Chachamim, we'll see later on, also derive from the Pasuk V'chinu Es Hashayaviu the Isur of Hachana. So therefore, they would certainly concede that on Erev Shabbos, which is Yontif, you cannot set up an Erev Techumen because of Hachana. They want to claim there's a more fundamental problem in that you're splitting the day into half. But the nafkamina is going to be, what happens if you have 2 days of Yontif? Remember, we discussed before that if you have 2 days of Yontif in Chutz Laretz, so we're going to say perhaps they're two different Kiddushos. So the question is, is there an Iser Hachana from 1 day of Yontif to a second day of Yontif? Let's assume that that is the case, that you're not allowed to prepare on the first day of Yontif for the second day of Yontif. Now here the Gemara seems to assume you cannot set up an Erev on Yontif for Shabbos, and according to the Chachamim, that's because Kedusha Achas, not because of the Iser Hachana. And if it's Kedusha Achas, then we should not be allowed to set up an Erev on the second day of Yontif, on the first day of Yontif, for the second day of Yontif. But it's interesting, because here the Gemara seems to put all the emphasis on the fact that he's being Ma'ariv from Yontif to Shabbos. I mean, what about from Yontif to Yontif? That should also be prohibited. And that would give you the impression that the Rabbanon are not bothered by Achana, they're only bothered by Kedusha Achas. That Kedusha Achas means that the Eruv for Shabbos is invalid because that's half of a day of Kedusha, 48 hours. But in the case of 2 days of Yontif, if we would assume, let's assume Shtei Kedushos, so then the problem would be a problem of Achana. So we have to know whether or not the Chachamim prohibit an Erev from 1 day to the next day simply because of Hachon. But I just wanted to mention, as we're going to have to end the Shia, but I just wanted to mention that there is a Shita of the Rashba here, and he throws a monkey wrench into the Sugya, that the Gemara is not talking about Erev Tchumim, but about Erev Chatzeros. In other words, Erev Tchumen, let's say you want to set up an Erev Tchumen from let's say Erev Tchumin from Erev Yontif to Shabbat. No, just 1 second. What does he mean by Erev Yontif? Erev Yontif. Erev Tchumin also li Arev. Ah, I'm sorry. I read it as Erev Yontif. It should be La'arev. La'arev mi Yontif l'Shabbos. So why is it that Erev Tchumin is Osir on Yontif l'Shabbos? Says the Rashba that the problem here is a Maisa Kinyan. That since the purpose of the Erev Tchumin is to be Konish Visa, that's considered a Maisa Kinyan. And a Maisa Kinyan on Yontif Shabbos is prohibited. Aval Erev Chatzeros, Kevin She'ein Bo Kinyan, El Ishtatfus Rishuyos Bialma, meaning it's a symbolic ritual in which we become partners in one Chatzer, that's not called Hachana because that doesn't entail any Maisa Kinyan. We just put down a pas, you know, that's common to both chatzeros. But Rabbi Eliezer sover shegam erev chatzeros shayach bo iser hachana shekeimon sha erev matir lo tiltul b'shabbes chashiv maisa hachana. So we have here a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham, according to the Rashba, about how to define the Isra Chana. The Chachamim say the Isra Chana is generated by a Maisa Kinyan. And what happens is that even though it's my pass that I'm putting down, so I'm not making a Kinyan on my pass, but nevertheless, it's considered a Kinyan because I'm being Konish Visa. I mean, that's a big chiddush to say that being Konish Visa is a Kinyan. I think what he means is it has the broader trappings, or, you know, you can expand the category of a Kinyan to include not just acquiring ownership in Choshe Mishpat, but acquiring a Makom Shvisa. That also is considered a Kinyan. I mean, the Gemara in Erevin, you know, vacillates back and forth about whether Erev Tchumin really is a Kinyan or not. Now he's assuming that at least according to Chachamim, who are operating with a very narrow definition of Hachana, they prohibit on Erev Yontif to set up an Erev Tchumin for Shabbos because of the element of Kinyan. Says the Rashba, but in the case of Erev Chatzeros, which doesn't imply or entail any Kinyan whatsoever, you'd be allowed to set up an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos. But he says that since Rabbi Eliezer applies the principle of Hachana, the Isra Hachana, to Erev, then he would apply it even to Erev Chatzeros. And what makes Erev Chatzeros into a Hachana if there's no element of Kinyan? The answer is it's a Matir. It's a halachic mechanism which permits you to carry on Shabbos, or to carry on Yontif, from your house into the Chatzer. And if you have a mechanism of Matir, that itself becomes a Maisa Hachana. So that if I understand correctly, according to the Rashba, in the case of Erev Tchumin, even the Chachamim will agree that to set up an Erev Tchumin on one day, let's say Yontif, for Shabbos, would be a violation of Hachana. And that's above and beyond the issue of Kiddush Achas. But if, on the other hand, you want to set up an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos, that would be permissible according to the Rabbanon, because the Rabbanon want to see a Kinyan that constitutes or qualifies as Hachana, whereas although in Erev Tchumen there is such an element of Kinyan, but in Erev Chatzeros there's absolutely, it's totally divorced from any element of Kinyan. And if I'd be allowed to set up an Erev Chatzeros on Yontif for Shabbos, and there's no achon over here because you're just putting down a pass, we're not effectuating any acquisition, any transfer of ownership. It's a halachic state of being matir hotso. Masha Enkein, according to Rabbi Eliezer, where does he argue against the Chachamim? Again, in the case of Erev Tchumen, even the Chachamim are on board that you're not allowed to be Mechin from one day to the other because of the Kenyan element in Tchumen. But the argument is going to be about Erev Chatzeros, whereas the Chacham say, well, there's no Kinyan involved, hence there's no Hachana. It's just a legal action called putting down the pass. And that you can do from one day to the other, that's not called a Maisa Hachana. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds, no, Hachana has a broader definition and includes anything that you're doing for the necessity, for your necessity on Shabbos, on the next day. And if you need, you have a great necessity to carry from your house out to the Chatzer, and therefore you need an Erev Chatzeros, that itself is considered a Hachon. Okay, Rabbosai, so this is where we're going to stop. We're up to Tana Rabbanon Erev Beraglov, which is almost at the end of the Amud. It's three lines before the end of Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph.